I've said it before and I'll say it again, not being 100% clear on your target market is one of the biggest mistakes you can make in your business, and it'll cause so much frustration in your marketing. I want to share with you an important lesson from Tylenol that can help you improve your marketing. So let me share that secret with you. Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Uriel Kim. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in. Hey guys, what's going on? Uriel Kim here. Hope you're having a great day. And I want to share a lesson from Tylenol that will help you hopefully see your target market a little bit differently, because as I just mentioned, most of the problems in your marketing are going to be related to your messaging. And your messaging is directly related to the ambiguity or clarity of your target market, because you can't have dialed in messaging to everyone. The more niche you go, the more specific your messaging becomes, the more personalized people feel that it's to them, and the better your conversions become. So we all know Tylenol. Tylenol is the brand for what? Pain relief. Let's just call it that. But what these companies, and Tylenol is not the only company doing this, but this is the first one that just came to mind. But this is how powerful and how brilliant this is. Not that I recommend that we pop Tylenol pills or Advil, etc. But there's a lot to learn from these companies. So Tylenol has Tylenol, right? They have Tylenol Extra Strength. They have Tylenol Kids. They have Tylenol for migraines. They have Tylenol Fever. And what each of those different product lines does is it takes their demographic of people in pain and it starts to chop it down into specific verticals where when people are thinking about, oh, I've got this specific area of pain, which product is going to be best for me? They're going to think to themselves, well, if I have a really bad toothache, I don't just want Tylenol, I want Tylenol Extra Strength. And even better, if they had Tylenol for toothaches, do you think that one might do well? You better believe it. So Tylenol for migraines is going to do better than Tylenol for people who have migraines. Why? Because we all want the solution that's specific to our problem. And this is why companies do this, is they will have, and what's funny, here's the best part, is if you look at the product label, maybe not Extra Strength, but if you look at like Tylenol versus Tylenol migraines, it's almost the identical, exact same properties, right? Same dosage, almost exactly identical. And so why would they put two products that are almost identical side by side in the aisle? It's because of what I just mentioned, is that the people seeing this are going to think, hey, that's what I'm going through. That's what I need for my situation. So how this ties into your marketing is very important. Because when you say, I help people improve their vitality, you're toast. Like, you have zero chance of winning in the marketplace because you are too broad. No one cares about how you do what you do because you're not even speaking to them. But when you are the person who specializes in, let's say, IBS or PCOS or shoulder pain or back pain or plantar fasciitis, all of a sudden, you have a much easier time of standing out and eventually dominating that vertical. If you have a target market like plantar fasciitis, and someone is doing their stuff online and they're doing some research on how to overcome plantar fasciitis, or they're on Facebook or wherever, and they come across some physios who are talking about this, chiropractors, etc., and then they see you, like, the plantar fasciitis expert, do you think that they're going to pay a little bit more attention to you? 1,000,000%. Why? Because everyone wants the specialist. If you have a toothache, are you going to the dentist? Or actually, it's not a good example. If you have a heart issue, are you going to the cardiac surgeon or your general practitioner? It's obvious, right? If you have a brain tumor, God forbid, are you going to the brain surgeon or your general practitioner? It's obvious. So let's look at why we don't narrow things down even further. Like, why don't most health professionals narrow things down into a singular target market? Number one is that if you have a brick and mortar practice, you become very lazy with your marketing. and you become successful in spite of yourself. So people walk into your door and they're like, cool, I'll just work with you. That's never going to happen online. Number one, people don't trust you enough to even consider working with you. And number two, you're just another insert profession. So brick and mortar, again, like I don't even consider, to be honest, like I get all my clients from word of mouth. Basically what that tells me is that you have no clue what to do with your marketing. Everyone just falls into your lap. And that's fine until you have to actively market your services. Because let's say that you had a brick and mortar and you wanted to send out some direct mail, which by the way, is a friggin' amazing opportunity. What are you gonna send out to people's inboxes? Their mailboxes, right? Let's say you have a postcard size mailer. What are you gonna put on the postcard? Come in for a free adjustment if you're a chiropractor? Who cares? Why do I want an adjustment? Now, think about this. What do you have to put on the postcard to get someone's attention? Got back pain? I have a solution. Huh. Now you blanket your local area within a 5-mile radius with that postcard. And is every single person receiving that postcard, do they have back pain? No. But the ones that do, I promise they're going to take you up on that offer. Now, you could also do another mailer for got plantar fasciitis. The same people that received your back pain card are probably not going to respond to that, but a lot of other people might. And so the idea here is that, now, I'm using an example of like using specific niche marketing messaging to bring people into a practice in which you can help anyone. But the problem with that is, as you know, is that if that's the case, then you're working one-on-one with everyone and you burn out, right? The medical model is friggin' broken because it's based on one-on-one trade and time for money. You can't sustain it. You can't scale it. It's not a business. It's ridiculous. I've talked about this a million times. Let me have a little sip of my espresso here. Today is sponsored by Illy Decaf. It's a good one. Okay. So let's think about that postcard example in the form of an online message. Let's use an example of a Facebook ad. Because if you're a serious business owner, you're going to learn how to advertise so you can pay for clients. And there's nothing wrong with that because the smartest and fastest growing businesses, that's what they do. Eventually, you'll get to the point where you generate so much referral that you don't even need advertising. But we're not there yet, right? You're not there yet. You got to learn advertising. It's as simple as that. Otherwise, it's called grind and hustle. And if you're watching this and you're a health professional, you're probably burnt out as it is. And you've probably been doing that stuff anyways. The grind and hustle, you know, the videos, the posting on social all day long, the stuff that no one sees, the frustration, blah, 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 blah. Is advertising easy? No. But when you dial it in, it's your lottery ticket. Anyways, we've had 6 years now, every single week, positive ROI advertising. It's a pretty good run. I'll keep doing that until forever. Anyways, that's not here nor there. What I want to talk about is your messaging. Okay, so let's say you run some Facebook ads, okay? So let's say that you are a health coach. Let's just use health coach as an example. You can help a lot of different people, right? Unless you very intelligently at some point said, you know what? I'm only going to help people with skin issues and specifically psoriasis, okay? Let's just put that to the side for a second. But let's say you're a health coach and you want to get clients. Okay, cool. What type of message do you put out on Facebook that you're willing to put some money behind, which would be very similar to you creating postcards and sending those as direct mail promotions locally in the brick and mortar example? What do you put in this Facebook ad? Number one, what are people going to do? Where are people going to end up? Like book a call with you? Let's just say that that's the offer. Book a call directly. No opt-in, no webinar, nothing. Bad idea, but let's just, for the simplicity of this example, it probably makes the most sense. Book a call with me so I can help you. That's the call to action. Okay, what's the message? Got health issues, want some help? Got health issues, need someone to speak to? Again, you're trying to talk to everyone. No one cares. Now let's use the, what that ends up looking like is you pay an obscene amount of money for no conversions. And you're like, oh, Facebook advertising doesn't work. Well, no, you don't know how to do it. Therefore, you don't know how to make it work. That's fine. Okay, that's why you're watching this video, hopefully. and you will get better. So let's look at example number two. Let's look at example number two, where you are the health coach and you have an expertise in, let's use acne as a better example, okay? So you are a health coach with a specific expertise in helping women in their 30s get rid of acne without the medications and the lotions, etc. So now you put out a message on Facebook that specifically addresses that issue. And now you're not going to say stuff like got acne because that's going to be Facebook non-compliant. But let's just say that it was something along those lines of, I remember the days when, you know, I wanted to put a mask on my face and walk around the paper bag because of the acne that covered my face. It would go on for months and months and months until I figured out this really simple solution. And now I've been helping thousands of women in their 30s get rid of acne naturally. And if that's something you'd like to resolve for yourself, then click the link below and book in a call with me. It's a free call. On the call, we'll do X, Y, and Z. Now, I'm not suggesting you run ads directly to book a call like this because you're going to get a ton of unqualified people. But for the simplicity of this example, just go with me, okay? Now, do you see how the message is much more specific? And for those women who are dealing with acne, they're going to be like, that's me. She's the expert in acne. I want to talk with this health coach, as opposed to just another health coach that might do some acne stuff. So that's the powerful thing about, I'm being blinded by the sun here. I ordered blinds from my window. They're not here yet. It's massively frustrating at this time of year. I love the sun, not so much right now. So if you saw my other video with my sunglasses on, that's why. Anyways, so the second piece to that is then obviously learning how to target audiences on Facebook that might be interested in acne-related offers. So there's a whole science to finding those types of audiences. But the whole idea here is that your marketing is not going to be relevant if it is not specific, which going back to Tylenol's example is why they have very specific product lines for very specific conditions. Because the more specific the condition is, the better the response is going to be from people who have that condition. Make sense? So I'm going to go because I'm about to burst into flames here. Like literally, I'm literally disappearing as the sun is about to set me on fire. Let me know what you enjoy most about or what you found most useful about this conversation in the comments below. If you're watching this on YouTube, remember to subscribe to the channel. I've got hundreds of other videos where I'm not being blinded to help you build a great online health business. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Yuri. I'll see you soon. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.